Thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Good morning. Thanks, Chris, for having us.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Grilling season, and that's right up your alley. This is a busy time for you.
It is. I'm starting to roll. People are getting their grills out. Got 85-degree weather predicted here through this weekend. And
yeah.
That's going to make people want to smell the bacon and smell the burgers and smell the steaks.
That's right. What are you hanging your hat on this spring? What's the hot thing that people are coming to you for?
One of our unique things is we make brats with locally raised pork, and we make them all in-house. They don't come pre-packed.
Oh.
And we make them fresh every few days. So that's one of our hot ticket items. And then we sell some seasoned pork chops and seasoned ribeyes that are just absolutely phenomenal.
Wow. Do you give people maybe some tips on how to best grill your offerings? You know, when you talk about your signature brats, do you give them some tips on how to make these, to get the most out of these?
Well, we do. We talk to them about each flavor and how to get the grilling. And most of these folks are really good at grilling.
Yeah.
And most of them got smokers and grills, and they really know what they're doing. But we talk about our products a little bit. If it's a cheese product, you know, they need to pay attention when they're grilling as that cheese melts out, and watch their temperatures and get the most flavor out of it, and try not to overcook them and make them too dry. And these people really know, you know, we don't want to take away from our customers. They're pretty smart about this grilling thing.
That's right.
And it's fun to talk to them about it. And it's surprising how many people do it their own way.
Yeah, sure. And you give them custom cuts too, right?
Yeah. The customer comes in, they want something that's not in our showcase. We've got butchers here all the time, so we can go back and cut whatever they want.
Oh yeah, what's your favorite maybe steak cut? What's your best there?
Can't go wrong with a good thick ribeye and a sweet potato for dinner.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, you got my weekend plans there. That's great.
One of the things that I like to cook at my house is we do a bacon cheddar burger.
Oh.
And it's bacon that we smoke here in-house, and we grind it in with the bacon, and we put a high-temp cheddar cheese in it, and we have a kind of a gourmet bacon cheddar burger on the grill.
Oh.
And you get a little bit of that pork cooking through it, and you get a little flame up from the grease, and those bacon cheddar burgers are really top sellers, and that's one of my favorite products to cook at home.
Kevin, I'm thinking that you need to start a video podcast of you know what I'm saying, grilling with Kevin and Jake. Jake and Kevin, I don't care how you put it, that sounds like something you guys need to get going.
Yeah, we could get the elk and the bison around the farm and a grill, and we could do it right in the pasture. I suppose there'd be a lot of watchers of that.
Well, let's talk about that too, as far as, are there people coming in for your elk and bison and other offerings there too, as far as grilling?
There are people that specifically come in for that. The elk and bison, they produce all the same cuts of meat that a beef do. So we try to carry as much of that as possible. And we've got standing orders that whenever we bring one in to butcher, that these people want this kind of cut, and they want 4 or 5 packages of it every time we bring one in.
Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry.
That's fine, Chris. We didn't talk much about that, but Jake and I, and we live on a farm, and we're kind of farm boys and been around it our whole lives. And we have a real large herd of elk we've had for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And for several years now, we've also been raising bison, and we're growing those herds we could be up to a couple hundred animals here in the next year or two. And we're really looking forward to making more and more products of those things, because people can't source that out here in central Illinois. And when we get them standing orders that when we bring animals in for harvest, that people want to know, because you can't. One thing, not only can't you find it, but we can sell it fresh.
Oh, that's wonderful. What makes a good bison? Do you sell bison burgers, bison steak? How does that work?
I mean, bison burgers, ribeyes, T-bones, fillets, roast. Anything you could, that you see in a meat case, that's a cut of beef, we can cut the same thing off the bison and the elk.
Wow.
It sells quick, so people get their orders in. So
yeah.
We generally will sell out periodically of those products, but right now we do have bison and elk in the store. One of the things that you mentioned earlier was, how did we get to where we're at? And,
yeah.
Where'd Kevin come from and what this is all about? And this is where I was raised, went to school here in Canton, and spent most of my career in ag, worked for the local FS, the Farm Service Company, for many, many, many years, and have lived on a farm most of my whole life, and got into raising elk 20-plus years ago, and chose to raise my children on a farm, and so I got a son and a daughter. And my son's here with us today, Jake, and we worked together to come up with this locker plant and to develop a business that was very sustainable and very much needed in the community. And so we took my background of marketing and sales through the FS ag world and incorporated it into a business where we can custom process and provide products to the consumer, neighbors feeding neighbors, that you generally can't get elsewhere. And it's worked out really, 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 really well.
So Kevin, you say you started raising elk over 20 years ago, right?
Yes.
Elk is a big animal. Many people have never seen an elk before. How do you get into that?
It was kind of unique. We just knew that elk were raised on farms throughout Illinois. We knew that and decided that we had a couple small pastures that we could raise the fence up from 4 feet to 8 feet. And we started buying elk heifers and started raising elk. And
they're just
fantastic to eat. They're just a beautiful animal to raise. They're very docile, easy to handle, safe, and just fun. So
I guess I've only just heard about, friends of mine that would go out west to hunt elk. Where are they typically in the wild?
Well, you can find them in most of the states out west. And that's really kind of one of the targets that pushed us into it. I'd been out west and hunted an elk and had it home and was eating it. And the family said, wow, this is great eating. Wonder if we could raise these things. And didn't take us long to figure out that we could, and we wanted to, and we did. And here we are. And it just goes hand in hand with our locker plant and all the other products we're doing. It keeps us unique, but it's fun.
How are they like raising, say cattle? I mean, are they similar to that?
They are. They're very similar. We also have cattle on our farm with our in other pastures other than the elk and the bison pastures. And they eat on the same farm. We feed them really good hay. And we do feed them grain before we start harvesting them.
Okay.
And before we bring them in, we'll put them on a little bit of grain to add a little more fat to their meat because they're so lean. But they're just easy to raise. You just got to learn how to do it. It's fun.
Now, Jake, growing up, raising elk, that's pretty unique. There's not many people in the country that can say they do that.
No, I was just a little kid when we got rid of most of the cattle and started buying into the elk. And I just grew up around it, so it wasn't anything. I mean, it was just kind of normal. And I always had a fascination with bison. And a couple of years ago, was just kind of in the right place at the right time. And there was a guy that was looking to retire and be done farming, and I bought out his bison herd, and we hauled him home, and now we got a herd of bison.
My gosh, it's like your own wildlife prairie park there. That's where I've seen him.
Yeah, you mentioned that, but we do some business with those folks.
Okay.
They got a great park over there.
Yeah.
And each year they have a need to get rid of some of their animals, and we're able to work with them to take some of their calves, and they're just really good to work with. So it's very much, you could, at times you can see some of the wildlife prairie calves on our farm. So
I'll be darned.
Very much like going to wildlife prairie park.
So I want to talk about elk again. They're a big animal. How much do these things weigh?
Well, an elk is tall, but they're really thin and a lot of leg on them. But a 600-pound elk in captivity is a 5-foot tall animal at the back shoulders and over 6 feet tall top of their head.
Yeah.
So they are really big, but they're not very wide.
Okay.
So 600-700 pounds would be a really large animal. I've seen some in captivity over 1,000 pounds, but they look like butterballs.
They're
a little overfed.
Some good eating. I was about to say, they've had some good.
Right.
And now bison. So buffalo, bison. Are we talking about the same thing, or are they different animals?
Well,
if we wanted to get technical, buffalo are in Africa, and or bison are what we've got here.
But gotcha.
Locally, I think everybody knows what we're talking about.
I see. So the water buffalo in Africa, right? And then over here is bison. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, right. But we call them buffalo sometimes ourselves.
But sure.
The technical term is they're all bison here in the North America.
Yeah, and they're enormous animals, right?
Well, they're the same thing. They're really tall. And they're long, but they're not very thick across the shoulders. You know,
okay.
A beef, its front legs are standing, you know, 2-3 feet apart when their feet are on the ground. But a bison's kind of, their front legs kind of touch. They're just not, they're not thick.
Okay.
They've got humongous heads, and they've got 6-8 inch long hair across their necks and their front shoulders. And they look big, but they're, you know, we've got a, had a couple bulls that were 8 years old, and they looked like dinosaurs, but they only weighed 1,500 pounds, which is your average beef.
Oh my.
1,500-pound bison looks like it's big as a truck.
Wow. Yeah, I was about to say, enormous. And now you said the elk are docile. How about the buffalo? I mean, when I see, you know, movies and all that, you know, they're pretty aggressive. Is that what you find?
No.
You
got to – everybody, they have their days just like people. But – I think with a little bit of corn, you could tame a T-Rex.
What's a little bit of herd, little bit of corn? Is that what you said?
Yeah, my herd bull is named. We call him Big Larry, and he's probably 6 foot to the shoulder.
Wow!
And he'll walk right up to you and eat out of your hand.
Boom! But that's
he does. He does have bad days, and when it's breeding season, you know, you gotta. They tell you when they're having a bad day, and you just learn to give them their space, but. On a normal day, they're just tame, and they're extremely smart. You just tell being around them that they know what's going on. A lot different than beef that are just kind of hanging out, munching on the grass. The bison are aware of everything that's going on around them.
I want to get into back into the locker side. What came first, the retail store or harvesting the animals, processing the animals?
So there was a lot left to do to get our store open. So we opened our store in May of 21. And then in this past October of 21, we got our butchering and slaughter up and rolling and started providing that service.
Okay. So, the idea for the retail store, where did that come from? You just thought, you know, I think this is something that the area needs. Is that...
Right. So we did a lot of, when we knew we were going to build a locker, we did a lot of research. We toured a lot of facilities, talked to a lot of professionals with 20, 30 years experience. And the thought process came out as to don't open everything at once, do it in stages in the retail store and getting our custom butchering, or not our custom butchering, but our being able to cut steaks and do the things we need for the retail area and put our staff together for that. And that was a pretty good sized undertaking, but not near as much as building the custom processing plant, the sausage kitchen, the smoke houses, and the big coolers and things that we built throughout last summer. So the retail was first, and it's had a really, really good response. Nice little store where you get products that you wouldn't get in other places.
Well, and one thing that you wanted to get across, the best meat, best price, right?
Yeah, so unlike other stores, we don't buy meat. We buy livestock right off the farm and carry out the whole process here right in-house. So we're able to provide a great product and at the best price around because we've eliminated any middleman. We buy right from the farm.
Well, that's great for people to know because, you know, we're all getting pretty tired of these high grocery prices.
It's hard on the public. Everybody knows, and it's on the nightly news every night. Are you tired of grocery store prices or your food prices and all of those things? And wages aren't going up as fast as all of our costs. But with this program that we put together here throughout the last year, we can, like Jake said, we can buy from our neighbors that are up and down these farms throughout central Illinois here, our pork and our beef, and obviously we raise bison and elk. Buy from our neighbors, process those animals, and we can sell it to our neighbors.
That's right.
And people know where the product comes from. It comes from good farms. We've done a few Facebook posts with farmers that we're doing business with, and it's kind of like get to know the farmer, get to know where your product or your your food sources come from.
Right. Kevin Williams and Jake Williams are our guests in this hour of Galesburg Live, co-owners of Harvester Meat Company in Canton. And you've got a special promotion as in your retail store there, Teacher Appreciation Month that starts off in May.
Yeah, it's for the week there, Chris. And
okay.
It's May 1st through the 7th. And
gotcha. That's
a big deal. I mean, we all have somebody that we loved as a teacher, and they're very much appreciated. And we put a little program together for Teachers Appreciation Week. Starting on May the 1st, they come in 15% off anything in our store they would like. And if they spend $50, we'll give them another $5 gift card for their next trip back. You would think, you know, you've got a really large listening area throughout Central Illinois here, and that's why we're partnered with you at the radio station. And glad that to talk to the customers and the listeners that you have, let them know about these promotions and other things that are value added for these people, especially when you get a group of people that we need to appreciate, like the
teachers.
Right.
That's right. So again, that's the 1st through the 7th, right?
Yes.
Of May. Yep. Okay. Again, we're talking with Kevin Williams and Jake Williams, the co-owners of Harvester Meat Company in Canton. And you just mentioned that you have been doing some commercials here on our radio station, our sister station here. And you were asking me if I've heard your latest commercial. What are you promoting right now?
We're really, really trying to hit on the best meat at the best price.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that we really are the neighbors, feeding our neighbors. It's just something we've got the best products around, and we can sell them at the best price around. And one of the things we do is we put together some bundles where we get a little selection of this and that and everything we got in the store, and make it a nice, easy shopping experience for anybody that wants to come in.
So Chris, one of the things that you're asking about are promotions. We realize gas prices being what they are, people are not going to drive 20 miles to get two packages of hamburger, but would they drive the 20 miles if they could get really good value and buy a $50 bundle of hamburger at the best price, best meat coming right out of our locker plant here? And so there's a lot of those types of things that makes it very worthwhile for people to drive the distance 20, 30 miles or more and buy a bundle. We've been selling quarters and halves of hogs and beef to customers also, because they want to stock up. They've got a freezer, a larger freezer, and those are other things that we provide. So it does make it worth a while. And people think, well, I can't hardly drive to get $10 worth of this or $20 worth of that, but we can do the value added and make it worth their while to come and get some of the bundles and other products we have.
Absolutely.
So they can save some money, know where their products have come from.
Yeah.
And all the things that they're looking for.
That's right. Kevin Williams and Jake Williams, co-owners of Harvester Meat Company in Canton. And what are some of your favorite meat bundles that you're selling there, Jake? What's one of the most popular things that people are coming in for as far as those bundles you're putting together?
The one thing we do, excuse me, is we smoke all our own bacon here in house,
and
we season and mix all our own sausage. So we've got a bundle where you can get 8 pounds of ground beef, 2 pounds of our in-house smoked bacon, and 2 pounds of our sausage for $50. So you're less than $5 a pound in your hamburger, and our bacon is just absolutely awesome.
Well, one of the things too that Jake has been promoting, it's one of the things that he works on here at the store, is these bundles. We've got a $200 pork bundle that they can get pork chops and bacon and sausage and other things that you may not get just if you just went to the store to get some groceries for tonight.
Yeah.
But that's another reason it makes it worthwhile, is to come down and even get a $200 pork bundle and get in-house smoked bacon. We smoke it with real hickory wood done here in the building from hogs that were raised right here in the area. So all of the best of the best.
Absolutely. And I was just looking on your Facebook page. We were talking earlier when we first got started on our conversation today, that brat selection again. You've got several different flavors. You want to speak about that, Jake?
We make the original for those that are just looking for the good old bratwurst, but our best seller, just like our bacon cheddar hamburgers that we make a bacon cheddar brat where we take trimmings off our good bacon and we grind it in with the pork trim and throw some cheddar cheese in there and stuff it into a bratwurst, and it's it's just phenomenal.
And tell me about the whiskey brat.
Oh yeah, we use blends of seasoning from Excalibur. They're one of the best seasoning companies around, and they just make a phenomenal product, and they make for great bratwursts that are unique compared to what you get at the grocery store or other places where they're coming in pre-made.
Chris, we didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I mean, we could, for you, we would pour a little whiskey on it, put it in a little Ziploc bag, and you could have a marinated one. And as long as you don't tell anybody else, we make you a special product.
That's nice of you to say.
Yeah, just for you, though, Chris.
Just for me,
marinating whiskey broths for other customers.
Gotcha.
If you're special, we'd do it for you.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at this. What is this ranch? I've never heard of a ranch brat.
Well, again, go ahead, Jake.
My wife is one in particular. I know several people that they get a bratwurst and then they, for whatever reason, they dip it or they put some ranch dressing on it. So
yeah,
we just made a ranch flavored brat, and it's been a pretty big hit.
I'd say that would be a great hit. And then the peppercorn, I see that. You've got your regular beer brats, but I saw the peppercorn there too.
Yeah, it's just a gives that little bit of uniqueness compared to just the standard stuff, and they're awesome. And that's all made with locally raised pork that we buy right off the farm.
I want to make sure that people know how to get to your store. And Kevin, you put it really easy. You're just right around the corner from Walmart there in Canton.
Right, Chris. And people, we're a couple blocks off of North Main Street, just north of Walmart. Just to the east, where the reference point might be the Davis Ford dealership. Everybody in the area pretty well knows that company. They do a lot of business throughout Central Illinois. So Davis Ford's right here on the corner. We're just east of them. We're just right here north of Walmart. Pretty easy to find. So if you're traveling down this area or right here from this area, make the trip here just right north of Walmart and around the corner.
That's right. And again, one thing that I wanted to touch upon was the best meat, best price. You're able to offer the best meat at a best price because just of the way that you get your meat, and that really separates you from the other places.
Yes. So we buy directly from the farm and do the whole butchering process here in-house. And the largest portion of our business is just providing that butchering service for the individual people that have bought animals right off the farm. So farmer delivers the animal and his customers come and pick the meat up, and we provide the butchering service there in the middle.
There you go. Now the retail store came first, and then your custom processing followed. So let's talk about that side of it. Again, you can bring your livestock. You're getting livestock from hundreds of miles away, and including locally, but also from, people are bringing them from all over.
Yeah, so we've got about a 200-mile service area of farmers that are delivering their livestock here to be processed. We're a state-inspected facility. All the products that we produce carry the Illinois Department of Agriculture mark of inspection on them, and they're able to be resold. So we've got several farms that we work with that have retail stores or do farmers markets or have online stores where they sell their own products. So we're able to produce that for them. And then also there's a lot of customers that they buy right from the farm, and we're just the butcher in the middle.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this. If I go and I buy a hog from one of our local farmers here, I just have it delivered to you and you process it for me.
Yep, so that farmer would just call us up and schedule us an appointment.
Gotcha.
We built a pretty good sized facility here, and we've got a great staff. So our bookings are not we're not scheduled 2 years out like a lot of other places. We can take animals in within a week or two and get you going.
Yeah, we talked about this a while back, Kevin. That was an issue for a lot of people. They were put on this big long waiting list, and it takes forever. Yeah.
It does, and the rural community pretty much knows that you can buy from your neighbor and he would bring an animal to a locker plant and get it processed, but they had to have those appointments, and those appointments were booked out, like you said, some places over 2 years.
Jeez.
And so there was a need, and COVID really drove that need even more. People want to know where their meat come from, wanting to make sure that they could actually get their meat and be stocked up and not be relying on the other places and the big corporations to provide for them.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal. It was national news through COVID about processing plants all over the Midwest shutting down because of COVID and prices going out the ceiling and a lot of things going on there. But so the new locker plant fits right in and get you an appointment and find out where you can buy your animal, or we can, if let's say you have a listener, Chris, that says, I don't know any farmers, but I might want to buy some pork or some beef and buy more in bulk.
Well,
come down and see us, call us up, check us out on Facebook, and we can put that program together for you.
Well, Kevin, just so I know, so I make it clear for me, I hear this all the time. Hey, I bought a half a cow, or I bought a half a hog. You know, I hear that every now. That's
what the other half at the farm probably still isn't there. So we don't want to make light of that.
No, right. but you're right. You get the, you know, I bought a, in fact, I think my daughter and my son-in-law told me that the other, we bought a half a cow.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
you're taking home half of the meat that animal produced.
Yeah.
You get half the ribeyes, half the fillets, half the ground beef, half the roast.
Yeah.
Everything that's on one side of that, you get to take your home, and it is by far the most affordable way to buy proteins, and it's just, there's a relationship that you develop there with the person that raised that animal and stewarded that, and it's very rewarding.
That's right. Kevin Williams and Jake Williams are the co-owners of Harvester Meat Company in Canton. And in our last few minutes here, I want to make sure that we talk about your staff. You got a good group of people on your team.
Right. We, knowing that this is an industry like a lot of industries where their help could be a challenge, we've been working on it for over a year to find and hire custom butchers with experience, and or so we can also train employees. And a couple of the folks behind us that have been helping, they have 30 and 40 years of custom butchering experience.
Wow.
And they've been mentoring us. A couple of our staff members have over 20 years of experience, and then we can teach a lot of the rest. And so we have about half our staff is ladies and about half are gentlemen, and everybody's got a role to play, and we've built a really good team of 20 plus employees, and hope to double that in size here in the near future, and just excited about it, and have a lot of experience behind us. And if you're going to do business like this, you need the experienced people behind us, and we've got that.
That's right. And again, when we're talking about, with other places that had this, big long waiting period to process your order, you've got the people and you got the space to accommodate a lot of people,
right?
And a lot of business.
We didn't talk much about that, but we have a really large commercial building that we've had for several years that we converted into this locker plant. We have a big parking lot, and it's easy in and easy out for the customers, whether they're a farmer or somebody coming to the store. And we were able to build a really large locker plant inside this building that was already existing. And it's all worked out really well, and we're excited for the future. We'll be here for a long, long time. Just really appreciate the radio station and the listeners supporting us and putting us on for today and
Absolutely. Talking
about the things that we do.
Absolutely. Kevin Williams and Jake Williams, the co-owners of Harvester Meat Company. In our last few minutes, I want to touch once again upon your Teacher Appreciation Month special that's going to start on May 1st.
Yeah, so again, it's the first week of May. Any teachers in the area, they can come on in and they get 15% off anything in the store. And we'll give them a $5 gift card for every $50 they spend with us.
Oh, wonderful. And again, those meat bundles for grilling season, my gosh, that's a great way to try out a lot of different things that you offer in your store.
It is. And for those folks that got to travel to see us, it really makes it worth your while to take 10, 20 pounds of meat home and make the trip worth your while. We've got a large selection of frozen goods. We've got some cheese that we buy right off the dairy over in Bloomington, and a big selection of fresh meat as well.
Yeah,
we're marketing the Neighbors Feeding Neighbors. So the dairy, the cheese products come, like Jake was saying, come right off a farm over by Bloomington, and it's all done right there. We have Amish products, jellies and jams and those types of things, and everybody knows the quality of product when you're buying an Amish product. Yeah. So there's lots of different kinds of things in the store, trying to have something for everybody.
Absolutely. And again, your unique offerings, your elk and bison. Boy, what a great way to try that. If you've never had it before, what a great way to try it.
Right, right. It gives a lot of variety for people. to try out something different. Hey, let's take a road trip. Let's go down Saturday morning and let's see what's going on. Let's go down after school and let's get in on the teachers' program, yeah. Teachers' appreciation, and all of those types of things.
Let's talk about your hours real quick.
So we're open during the week from 10 in the morning till 6 at night. And on Saturday, we're open from 8 to 2.
Okay.
And we're closed on Sundays, give our staff a break. But, again, it's 10 to 6 through the week. And then 8 to 2 on Saturday.
All right. And you can check out your Facebook page and search for your website. You've got a lot of information on there, too. So if you're looking for more information. Well, again, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. Congratulations on all your success down there. And thank you to you and your team for everything you do.
Thank you, Chris. And thanks for the support. And thanks again for all the community and all your listeners that's helped this business become successful.